CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are glad that you joined us today and just had some great programs already this year in 2018. Hope your year is going well. And today you're really going to be blessed by my guest. His name is Bob Burge. And when God started putting a holy discontent in my heart back in the fall about doing this program, Hope is Here, Bob was one of the first people that I thought about that I knew I wanted to have as a guest, as he has been an inspiration to me over the past couple years as we attended the same church. And Bob has survived and still has to deal with it, but has survived a parent's worst nightmare when he had to bury his own child. And however, if you'll stay with us over the next couple of programs, I think you're going to be encouraged as you see Bob's heart, and he's just very honest, very transparent. He's a man's man, yet obviously his heart was broken over having to bury his own son. And so I hope that you will stay with us. Maybe you want to call somebody real quick and tell them, hey, you need to listen to this. And I always want to remind you, you can hear the podcast. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That is simply hopeishere.today. Bob, thanks so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate you inviting me here. What a great show you got. And first of all, I want to give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity to be here. Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, buddy. I definitely see Jesus in your life. And before we get to talk about Robbie and his life, tell a little bit about yourself. Are you from the Lexington area? Or?
Oh, yes. I've lived here all my life. Actually, I'm 61 years old, lived here all my life. Gosh, went to Lafayette High School, graduated, got married to Effie Burge, and I'm a retired pipe fitter, 37 years at doing pipe fitting, and a construction worker, tough guy.
Absolutely, yes, you are.
But anyway, so had a good life. Been saved since I was 15 years old, so.
Beautiful, beautiful. You had a couple sons?
I do have two sons. One of them passed away, Robbie, which we're going to talk about. I have a younger boy, Ryan, who's 28, and I just want to hope he's listening here and they know I love him, and I love them both the same.
Yep, you most certainly do, man. I've seen that in practice. Well, we are here to encourage people. That's why we call it Hope is Here, because we know a lot of hurting people, and we talked about John 10:10, the verse our program is based on, where Jesus said that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But thankfully, Jesus in the very next breath said, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And let's talk a little bit about Robbie's life, just, you know, what he was like as a child, and just share a little bit about Robbie.
Yeah. Well, Robbie was a special kid. He was born in 1978, and a redheaded kid, you know, grew up and had a kind heart and always very intelligent. I mean, he was over the top smart. I would go to school functions and, gosh, his teachers would tell me, wow, this kid is bored. You know, he was so smart. So when he got into junior high, Robbie started having some anxiety issues, you know, and so I got him into counseling for his anxiety, and he told me and his mom, he said, you know, I want to be a counselor. I want to be a psychologist because I know I can help people with anxiety because I know how it feels. So, you know, with that, Robbie went on and, gosh, he got his BA at UK, went on, got his master's, Eastern Kentucky University, graduated one of the top in his class, and you know, Robbie could have been anything he wanted to be. So,
he wanted to choose to help others because he knew it was like to struggle with anxiety. And even though he was really super intelligent and his teachers really liked him and all, mm-hmm. he had a heart to help others because he knew what it was like to deal with anxiety all throughout his life. Is that fair
to say? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So then he got his master's and went on into counseling. And Gosh, he did that for maybe 6 months, and then the anxiety hit him. You know, he had such a problem with anxiety, panic attacks, and then he, as a lot of people do with anxiety, they just, you know, ball up and go find their safe place. And his was in the house, and he couldn't got there for a while. He couldn't even go out of the house. It was so bad. So then they put him on Valiums, and he got on those Valiums, and he got hooked. And, you know, Robbie was one of those, you know, psychologists. He thought he could fix himself, but he couldn't do it. You know, it was bigger than him, and he just couldn't fix himself. And then he started drinking. And this is where the story unfolds here.
Okay. So he started, he knew he needed to maybe, the Valium was kind of taking over, so mm-hmm. he decided to get off Valium, but he was still really struggling with anxiety, and so mm-hmm. what just started a little bit is kind of social, casual drinking, just kind of started becoming more frequently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. He tried to self-medicate himself, and anybody that drinks and knows when you drink too much and you have too much, well, actually, when you're drinking, those problems go away.
Right.
But, man, when you come off of it the next day, your anxiety's 10 times worse. I mean, it just explodes, multiplies. So
alcohol basically just kind of numbs the pain for a while. Right. But like any substitute for whatever it is we're dealing with, eventually we do have to deal with the pain. And, you know, Bob and you and I were talking the other day about you being a guest and just sharing about Robbie's life. And I shared with you, and you know, you've been a great friend to the Lighthouse Ministries here. And they used to have a men's recovery program. And I was really shocked when the founder, Tay Henderson, with her husband, sit there, Dan Henderson, and told me after I'd been there about 6 months, and I just saw so many people struggling with alcohol. And not that, you know, I didn't know it was obviously a problem with some people, but just saw so many of the guys in the men's recovery program there struggling with alcohol instead of, quote, prescription drugs or marijuana or cocaine or whatever. And I'll never forget, Tay said, Rick, alcohol's the worst drug to come off of out of addiction. It's worse than cocaine or nicotine or anything. And I looked at her, I said, I don't know if I believe that. Well, after working there 2 years and then getting to know you and several others, like a lot of things, sometimes we just have to be educated and be aware. And man, alcohol, I mean, a lot of people it doesn't bother, but man, it really destroys a lot of people, doesn't it, Bob?
Oh yeah, it does. You know, my youngest boy, as a matter of fact, he suffers with alcohol, you know, addiction. Robbie helped him through the years. You know, Robbie would help Ryan, help him, you know, get through things. You know, he would have binges and stuff, and then, you know, that's who he turned to was Robbie, because that's what his degree was in, you know, helping people with addictions and stuff. But yet he become addicted, where one became two, and two became three, and then it just got overwhelmed. It took control of him, and he couldn't stop.
Yet during this time, he taught English some. He became a judo teacher. Is that right?
Oh yeah, Robbie. Actually, after he couldn't do the counseling, he always loved judo, and you know, so he was a sensei at UK. He was a judo coach at UK. He taught at UK. He taught Koreans to speak English. That was his part time. He could only do things part time and just little bits. He couldn't hold down an 8-hour, 40-hour week job
because of the anxiety would kind of take over.
The anxiety was so bad. Yeah.
So here he is, obviously very intelligent, had a master's degree, but athletic. You know, becoming a judo instructor, teaching English to people that from other countries, other mm-hmm. nationalities, helping him to learn that. So as you said, a really, really talented guy, but yet went on to even get married and had a house. And
absolutely had it, you know, had it all. He married a sweet girl, and they bought him a house, you know, picture book. This thing's picture book for me. You know, I've got a son that's very highly educated. He's got him a nice home, a nice wife. You know, I'm going to have some grandkids, but he never did have any kids, but, you know, you don't never know. People hide things, you know. And I didn't know Robbie had that addiction to alcohol until it was real. It was too late for me. I just never did notice it. He hid it from me. And, gosh, it was horrible. I mean, you know.
Well, and that's the thing with alcoholics, because of things I've, my memory serves me correctly from Lighthouse, with things like vodka and other types of clear alcohol. Sometimes you can't really smell it on them, mm-hmm. and they can be really good at hiding it, can't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, Robbie hit it. I remember he bought an old house, you know, and I was retired, and I was going to help him with it. And I remember me and him working one day. This is when I really figured out that maybe he might have a problem. We were working on his house, and this is 12 o'clock in the day, and Robbie says, "Hey, Dad, you know, would you like a beer, or let's take a shot?" I said, "Robbie, it's 12 o'clock in the day." I said, "What? You don't drink in the middle of the day. What are you doing? What are you thinking?" You know. So then I got to thinking, well, you know, maybe he's got a problem. You know, so it went from there.
So it kind of went from there, and then unfortunately, share with us about what happened that, you know, winded up not. Taking him under, talk about how that day.
Oh, my God. Well, I think the Lord had something planned for me not to be there. Actually, I was in Tennessee fishing, and Effie was staying with Robbie some, and Ryan had a little bout up in Louisville, and she had to leave and go up there with him. And but anyway, Robbie had talked to his mom. She called him at like 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, "Mom, if the phone rings, make sure and answer it, because this really could be a real emergency this time." So, you know, this is the October 23rd, 2014, the day of, you know, the saddest, absolutely the worst day of my life. And it would be the worst day of any parent. That's the worst thing I think that is, I know has ever happened to me, but I think I hope it is. I hope nothing else.
That's, we'd wish it upon your worst enemy, would you?
Oh, no. I mean, it's just, it's a life changer, game changer. But, he was at the hospital. I was fishing in Tennessee, like I just said, and I got that phone call, you know, out in the middle of the lake. And, hey, they took Robbie to the hospital. He's unresponsive. You know, can you come home? I said, "Yes. I'm coming home." So, you know, here I am 240 miles away and trying to get home. And she called me back and said, "Now, the doctor said they had a faint heartbeat." She said, "In the next 10 minutes, you know, we'll know whether Robbie makes it or not." And, man, I was praying hard, you know, God Almighty. It was praying. So, you know. But, she called me back and said he didn't make it. You know. He's so gone.
From alcohol intoxication.
They call it cardiomyopathy.
Okay.
From due to alcohol. You know, so he had drank so much that his body couldn't take it. His heart couldn't take it anymore. You know?
35 years old, is that correct?
35 years old, man. I'm telling you, a great kid. Never, ever give me any problems. I just, for loss of words, you know, what I can say about that.
Well, unfortunately, you've heard the part here about losing Robbie, his precious son, but we're going to talk about how Bob got through this, so we hope that you'll tune in tomorrow for Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. on Life 99.1 FM.
Do you have a real estate question and don't know where to start? Contact Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors. Whether you're in the market, looking to buy, sell, or rent a house, Cecil Holmes would be glad to help you with any real estate questions you have. Give him a call today at 326-0756. That's 326-0756. Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors.